Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1929, How to Prevent the Flu, Natural Ways, After Exposure, and More, by Valencia Higuera with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hi there, and welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. To check out our other shows, where we read articles to you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. How to Prevent the Flu, Natural Ways, After Exposure, and More, by Valencia Higuera with Healthline.com. The flu is a respiratory infection that affects many people each year. Anyone can get the virus, which can cause mild to severe symptoms. Common symptoms of the flu include fever, body aches, runny nose, coughing, sore throat, and fatigue. These symptoms typically improve in about a week, with some people fully recovering without complications. But in older adults whose immune systems might be weaker, the flu can be dangerous. The risk of flu-related complications, like pneumonia, is higher in older adults. Up to 85% of seasonal flu-related deaths occur in people who are 65 years of age or older. If you're in this age group, it's important that you know how to protect yourself before and after exposure to the virus. It's also even more important to take precautions now, since COVID-19 is still a factor. Here's a look at practical ways to keep yourself safe during this doubly dangerous flu season. 1. Avoid large crowds. Avoiding large crowds can often be difficult, but it's crucial during COVID-19 and during the peak of flu season. In a typical year, if you're able to limit contact with people during flu season, you can reduce your risk of getting an infection. The flu can spread quickly in confined spaces. This includes schools, workplaces, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities. If you have a weaker immune system, wear a face mask whenever you're in a public place during flu season. You can also protect yourself by staying away from people who are sick. Keep your distance from anyone who's coughing, sneezing, or has other symptoms of a cold or other virus. 2. Wash your hands regularly. Because the flu virus can live on hard surfaces, get into a habit of regularly washing your hands. This is especially important before preparing food and eating. Also, you should always wash your hands after using the bathroom. Carry a bottle of hand sanitizing gel with you, and sanitize your hands throughout the day when soap and water are unavailable. You should do this after coming in contact with commonly touched surfaces, including doorknobs, light switches, and countertops. Not only should you wash your hands regularly, but you should also make a conscious effort not to touch your nose, mouth, or eyes. The flu virus can travel in the air, but it can also enter your body when your infected hands touch your face. When washing your hands, use warm soapy water and rub your hands together for at least 20 seconds. Rinse your hands and dry with a clean towel. to avoid touching your face, cough or sneeze into a tissue or into your elbow, and throw those used tissues away promptly. 3. Strengthen your immune system. Strengthening your immune system is another way to protect yourself against the flu. A strong immune system helps your body fight off infections. And if you do become sick, a strong immune system helps reduce the severity of symptoms. To build your immunity, sleep at least 7 to 9 hours per night. Also, maintain a regular physical activity routine, at least 30 minutes, moderate intensity, 3 times a week. Follow a healthy, nutrient-rich eating plan as well. Limit sugar and processed foods. Instead, eat a variety of fruits and vegetables which are full of vitamins and antioxidants to promote good health. Talk to your doctor about taking a multivitamin to provide immune system support. 4. Get an annual flu vaccination. Make sure you get a flu vaccine each year. The predominant circulating flu virus changes from year to year, so you'll need to update your vaccination each year. Keep in mind that it takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to be effective. If you get the flu after a vaccination, the shot may reduce the severity and duration of your illness. Due to the high risk of complications in people over the age of 65, you should get your flu vaccination early in the season, at least by late October. Talk to your doctor about getting a high dose or adjuvant vaccine like Fluzone or Fluad. Both are designed specifically for people ages 65 and older. A high dose vaccine contains about 4 times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot. An adjuvant vaccine contains a chemical that stimulates the immune system. These shots may be able to build a stronger immune response. In addition to getting your annual flu shot, ask your doctor about the pneumococcal vaccinations. These protect against pneumonia, meningitis, and other bloodstream infections. 5. Clean and disinfect surfaces. The COVID-19 pandemic may have already gotten you into good cleaning and hygiene practices. If someone in your home has the flu, you can reduce your risk of contracting it by keeping surfaces in your house clean and disinfected. This can kill flu germs. Use a disinfectant cleaner to wipe down doorknobs, telephones, toys, light switches, and other high-touch surfaces several times each day. The sick person should also quarantine themselves to a certain part of the house. If you're caring for this individual, wear a surgical mask and gloves when attending to them, and wash your hands afterwards. And 6, visit the doctor if flu symptoms arise. Because the flu can be dangerous for people over the age of 65, visit your doctor if you develop any symptoms of the flu. Symptoms to watch for include fever, coughing, sore throat, body aches, headache, tiredness, and a runny or stuffed up nose. Some of these symptoms overlap with other respiratory infections, like COVID-19. It's important to self-isolate, wear a mask, and practice good hygiene while waiting for your test results. There is no cure for the flu, but if you're exposed to the virus and see a doctor early, you might be able to receive a prescription antiviral medication, such as Tamiflu. If taken within the first 48 hours of symptoms, an antiviral may shorten the duration of the flu and reduce the severity of symptoms. As a result, there's a lower risk of complication, like pneumonia. Takeaway: the flu virus is dangerous in the elderly and more vulnerable populations and can lead to life-threatening complications. Take preventive steps to protect yourself and reduce the risk of illness, especially during these times of COVID-19. Talk to your doctor about getting a flu vaccination and be proactive about strengthening your immune system and avoiding contact with symptomatic people. You just listened to the post titled, How to Prevent the Flu: Natural Ways, After Exposure, and More, by Valencia Guerra with Healthline.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If I had to rank which of the behaviors discussed in today's post is probably the most important, like if you had to choose just one of these to do consistently, here's the one I would recommend. You ready? Well, hang on just a second. It's not sleep or exercise. I fooled you, right? Don't get me wrong. Those are super important too. But probably the most important one is to prevent the flu virus from entering the body in the first place. The best way to prevent this is to wash your hands before eating, preparing foods, or touching your face. And yes, there is a proper way to wash your hands. I had to learn this when I was in high school and volunteering at a hospital. I still remember, during the volunteer orientation meeting, my supervisor explained to the group of us that we need to wash our hands for at least 20 seconds using very warm, soapy water, and to scrub our palms, fingers, and the backs of our hands while washing. But it wasn't enough to just tell us this. My supervisor wanted to make sure we actually performed this behavior. So she watched each of us individually wash our hands to make sure we were doing it properly. And for those of us that weren't great at keeping track of how much time has passed while washing our hands, you know, to make sure we reached that 20 to 30 second mark, she said, just sing the happy birthday song or sing your ABCs. Oh, and if you're curious about which items in your household are probably most covered in bacteria and viruses, it's likely your cell phone or your keyboard. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.